now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, back after a long weekend here in Sydney. I headed down to the South Coast Holiday House for what is our Australia Day long weekend, our national day, and the weather was absolutely spectacular. So back refreshed and ready to go with some great lounge music for you tonight. This week we are talking about the film Breakfast at Tiffany's, and we're going to play some marvellous Mancini music for you as well. Got a look at the world of swank, some news out of Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica, and a few friends to say hello to as well who've joined us on the show. Let's kick off this week with Pink Martini and Mascanada on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
And Tito Puente, Palas Rumberos. It's all thanks to our good friends over at ultraswank.net. This week we are talking about the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Of course, the music that came out, it was just absolutely marvellous from Mr. Henry Mancini. We'll play some of his music in a moment. We are talking to Kramer as we talk all things lounge and bachelor pad movies. And in an idealised New York City during the early 60s, Holly Golightly, played by Audrey Hepburn, is a charming socialite with a youthful zest for life. She lives alone in a nearly bare apartment. And she has such a flippant lifestyle that she won't even give her cat a name because that would be too much of a commitment to a relationship. She maintains a childlike innocence, yet wearing the most perfect designer clothes and accessories. She spends her time on expensive dates and at high-class parties. She escorts various wealthy men, yet fails to return their affections after they've given her gifts and money. Her carefree independence is changed when she meets a neighbour, aspiring writer Paul, played by George Peppard, who's suffering from writer's block, or being kept away from a wealthy woman, played by Patricia Neal. And just when Holly and Paul are developing their sweet romance, Doc appears on the scene and complicates matters, revealing the truth about Holly's past. Breakfast at Tiffany's was nominated for several Academy Awards, winning Best Score for Henry Mancini and Best Song for Johnny Mercer's classic tune, Moon River. Kramer, this is one of my favourite films, and I just love the way you get to see New York in the early 1960s. And a George Peppard prior to the A-Team.
Way before the 80s.
It was just superb in this.
He was so young, had the 60s haircut. This is before Beatlemania, of course. And he was so innocent. And you watch the film, you think, what does she actually do for a living?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the film, it's, especially if you get to see the pictures, it was so beautifully shot. It was in colour, widescreen. It was just a great movie to look at. And I think one of the things that made this film work so well, and Henry Mancini was your go-to guy. If you wanted swank and lounge music in the 60s, Henry Mancini was absolutely brilliant at doing that. And the music in the film was just superb.
Yeah.
And the great thing about Tiffany's is Henry Mancini was very clever. He kept the rights to Peter Gunn, Moon River, Days of Wine and Roses, the Pink Panther theme, all those classic themes that he wrote, he kept the rights to, which meant the money he got from them kept him in the lifestyle that you are accustomed to.
Indeed. Kramer, good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, Mr. Coop.
Here's Mancini with the title track, Breakfast at Tiffany's and the Cocteau Nation. Angelita, Coop Cooper, Something for Cat from Henry Mancini as part of our two-play there, now special on Breakfast at Tiffany's. Some news this week that Vic Flick is going to be selling his guitar. Of course, Vic, the man behind that famous James Bond riff, has decided to put his guitar under the hammer. It's coming up on February 2nd. The guitar goes on eBay. According to Bond expert Matt Sherman, the high bidder not only takes away the Clifford Essex, but also gets a special day with Mr. and Mrs. Flick and the vehicles of Bond, plus airfare and a cabin for two aboard the brand new Dream Class Carnival Breeze. A tour hosted by espionage experts of James Bond and spy locations in Jamaica and the Bahamas. Not a bad prize at all. Over the years, Vic Flick has told many times how he came to record the James Bond theme, how his version appeared in eight 007 films, how he worked with George Martin on A Hard Day's Night, why Paul McCartney chose him to play on the former Beatles' Thrillington project, and his work on recordings by the likes of Petula Clark, Tom Jones, Peter and Gordon. He told the full story of his career in his lively 2008 memoir, Vic Flick, Guitar Man, From James Bond to the Beatles and Beyond, published by Bear Manor Media. And I've got to tell you what, it is a fantastic read. Head over to my website, www.cocktailnation.net, to see the full interview with Vic Flick about this historic sale of his Clifford Essex guitar. It's an amazing story, and there's a big question and answer there on my News of the World page of my website, www.cocktailnation.net. So go check that out, because it is an interesting story. I wonder how much it'll get. Here is the man himself, Vic Flick, on the Cocktailnation. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ricky Dare.
From Waikiki Beach. This is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody. This is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
Cooper, the most modest man in radio. The Cocktail Nation.
I don't need $1 million. is to make my dreams come true, baby. All I need is you. I don't need a fortune teller to tell my troubles to, baby. All I need is you. Don't need the sun, don't need the moon, for at last I realize I've got the sun, I've got the moon shining in your eyes. I'm right at the gates of heaven, and I could walk right through, baby. All I need is you. Jump right through, baby. All I need is you.
Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper. As I mentioned, I've just got back from the long weekend for Australia Day, and one of the things I love about getting away is doing a fair bit of reading, and a book that I've been sitting on for a while, it's taken me a little while to get through because sometimes just things get in the way, I suppose. Howard Hughes' book I picked up on eBay. It's called Next to Hughes, Behind the Power and the Tragic Downfall of Howard Hughes by his closest advisor, Robert Mayhew. It was comprised with Richard Hack. Marvellous story. At the very end of the book, you start to realise that maybe Robert Mayhew perhaps isn't as proud of who he was and what he did. It was written in 1992, paints a very interesting picture, and a picture, I suppose, that's consistent with a lot of Hughes' biographies I've read before about the Mormons that were running the Hughes Corporation in the background and the battle that they had with Robert Mayhew. It was very, very clear that there was a corporate battleground going on, I suppose, but well worth reading. Next to Hughes. As a few of my listeners know, I'm a bit of a Howard Hughes enthusiast. I find the guy absolutely fascinating. And I'm looking forward to a book being turned into a movie. It's called Howard Hughes, The Later Years. And I believe it's going to be becoming a movie sometime in the next couple of years, hopefully. Now, some news out of Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica, and we'll play one of his tracks for you in just a moment. It seems that they're going to be a little bit busy heading south of the border down to Mexico. They're bringing the big band back to Mexico for a binational project with members of the Orquesta Victor Guzman, making up the other half of Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica. So Maestro Guzman actually performed with Esquivel while he lived in Mexico. So it's going to be a fun project teeing up these two orchestras. If you'd like some more information about their orchestra, check out orchestrotica.com. Speaking of the band, here's a great tune of theirs. It's Phoenix Goodbye on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. From the Sydney penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper with Carol Jada there. You'll never get to heaven, not if you're naughty. A few friends to say hello to have started listening to the show and been in contact with me via the social media pages and, of course, the website, www.cocktailnation.net. Tiki Rita Stowe, Tiki Gerlina, Nicholas Alden, Brian Kano, Carol Delgavio, Steve Pugel, Patty Shelton, Morris Diamond, and Eric Hallis. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. Time to take a look at the world of swank now. TikiDelights.com, lots of things on right across the globe that you might like to check out. Maybe you've got an event that you'd like to tell us about. All you need to do is head to the website www.cocktailnation.net. Tiki Oasis coming up August 15, the Hoolabilly event. This is going to be big. Not too sure exactly who's going to be playing there, but we'll need to check out the website tikioasis.com for the constant updates of various bands and individuals who are going to be attending the show, the Hawaiian Hootenanny this time. Thursday, August 15th through to the 18th. You can enjoy the exotic sounds of Primitiva and Hi-Fi every Tuesday, 6 to 11, PKNY, 49 X Street in New York City. And the Tiki Cowboys, third Thursday throwdown at Tiki Terrace, Illinois. Otto's Grotto, the first Wednesday of the month from 8 p.m. till midnight, Forbidden Island, Alameda. And the Hukila coming up June 6th through to 9 in sunny Fort Lauderdale. Like I said, if there's an event that you'd like to tell us about, head over to the website www.cocktailnation.net. Always happy to plug your event for you. Here's Zai Zentner and From Russia With Love.
Cooper, the man Don Draper wants to be when he grows up.
Thank you. of Tiki Joe's Ocean, and you are listening to the Cocktail Nation.
The only guy who wears a tuxedo when he does a radio show. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and on we will fly. A destination moon. We'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you get riding off a jet. A destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two. We'll be high in the starry blue. Jetmobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Hit that switch, let's go. A destination moon. Woo!
too. High in the starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you. So we're still in my jet mobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull that switch, let's go. Destination. Ooh, we're flying high up in the sky.
Cocktail Nation. His little black book is, well, not that little. Coop Cooper, the Cocktail Nation.
Gogton Nation, Cube Cooper, Tikiaki Orchestra there, and Lahina Morning Rain. On the show next week, going to be talking about a little place called the Hollywood Canteen. A very interesting book about a marvellous place where the stars dropped in constantly and contributed to the war effort. Till then, going to leave you with Jackie Gleason and Mickey. Stay here.